It is that time of year when most profits are made for many retailers. It's the holiday shopping season when stores pull out all the stops to get us to spend some money inside. Joining us live this morning, Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. Peter, good morning. Anecdotally, a lot of us have noticed a lot of foot traffic at stores, but it really matters how much we're spending and what do we see there.
That's right. You know, I want to start out just by making one point, which is that every year we get the economists out there saying, boy, we hope it's a good holiday shopping season. And yet we forget that for every dollar that the retailers receive, it's a dollar out of the pockets of consumers. It's not always a good thing when people spend a lot of money in the holidays because they still owe that money when the new year comes around. So it has to be a proper balance. You want to see people spending what they can spend and not what they really can't afford.
Well, anecdotally, it seems to be going pretty well this season so far. Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, yes. All turned out pretty well.
Isn't it funny? And now we have even more. We have a Green Monday, we have which was yesterday. The Small Business Saturday was last Saturday. Every retailer group is trying to get in on the action with their own little holiday gimmick. And you're right, though, that the evidence is that things are going pretty well. The Bloomberg survey of the retail spending is that it was probably up a little bit in November after having been a bit soft in October. You know, remember the very beginning of the month of November was still impeded by people recovering from Hurricane Sandy. But as the month went on, they got over that and people did get out to the stores. So it seems as though overall it was probably it's probably been a decent, not spectacular holiday season, helped, of course, by lower gasoline prices, a little strengthening of the job market, still weak. The home prices going up gives people a little better feeling. So overall, pretty good.
Well, we're doing our part as consumers, and I know retail spending makes up about 2/3 of the overall economy, but companies have to feel confident about the future, too, in order to hire. We've seen some seasonal hiring increase as a result of the holiday shopping. Any way we can see that translate into permanent jobs, Peter?
Well, obviously a huge difference between the cyclical hiring that you always get this time of year, which is never intended to be permanent. The big drag now on the long-term hiring is the fear that businesses have that we're going to have a weak 2013 because of the automatic spending cuts and tax increases that come along with a fiscal cliff. That hasn't gone away.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks, Peter. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Peter Coy is the economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek.